Ensemble under the direction of Mr. Greg Thomas.
Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. This is Orrin Cross. I'll be one of three performance adjudicators here today at the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra East D Festival. We're at Castro Valley High School on Saturday, April 18th, 2015. Heard a bunch of your groups this last 2 days and now really looking forward to hearing you. So best of luck. Yeah, second and third clarinets have to be stronger here at 11 and 12. You're coming up opposite the descending lines in flutes, oboes, and saxes, so be stronger. Yeah, there you go, clarinets. Yeah, you want to sound as one. Remember, the descending line has to actually crescendo slightly to keep the volume the same. Yeah, nice flute sound. Hold off on that 16th a little longer and then really make it pick up to the next note, but really late. Ba-da! It's much more effective, I think. Careful, trombones, don't smear that. Come on, you're going first, second position, not first, third, so that should be nice and clean in the triplet. You know what happens? I think on the triplet, trumpets did it too. You're rushing the triplets. Think blueberry, 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 blueberry. Don't rush it. You're making it harder for yourself than it is. Yeah, be careful, bass drum, not too much. You're playing against that back wall that really bounces out at us. Start that soft with the tongue, not with air. Do, da, da, da. Remember, the lower the instrument, the more you have to be kind of on top of it to get the sound out to us. It takes a little longer for your instrument to respond. Okay, try to make that triplet a little more even, 111. Blueberry pie. And these forte pianos, they're pops. Bum, bum, bum. Sforzando pianos, I'm sorry. But they're pops. Yeah, all effect. Yeah, that's a subito. mezzo piano. It actually can be softer for dramatic effect. Yeah, again, da 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 pa. Yeah, eighth note line come out, particularly in the lower registers. Yeah, if you look at the whole score, that's just an eighth note continuous. It just passes from one instrument to the other. So we want it as a continuous line. Yeah, nice sound right here. Tuba. Ooh, trumpets. Yeah, you're too good. You gotta want to be exact there. And with your straight mute, buzz that instrument, push air through it fast. Play to the back wall of the auditorium. Really project that air through it like you're shooting a pea shooter. Yeah, stretch the triplets. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum, dum. Particularly when it's slurred, it wants to really compress. Yeah, be careful, bass drum. Too much. That syncopated line, measure 167. Make sure you accent the syncopated notes. Okay, good job. That's a challenging piece. A lot is going on. I think it's very solid in its rhythmic aspects. You know, what it does. And it repeats itself a lot. So if you get a few basic concepts down, you're home free. Oh, what is this? Musical chairs? Everybody gets to sit in a different chair for this piece. Okay, not familiar with this piece. Look forward to hearing it. Measure two, do something with that long note. More intense, maybe. I know there's nothing written, but as musicians, you never want to have just a note lay out there and sit there all by itself. Do something with it. Watch the pitch here. On the low note, adjust to one another, low G. Da-da-da. Beg your pardon, eh? Score is really small. Look like dots were over that, but not so. Yeah, you have to really adjust and listen carefully on this. It's not harmonies we're really used to hearing. Nice, nice. Okay. Be careful, pick. I'm going to be out of tune. Yeah, some intonation problems right through here, particularly in the upper parts. Listen and adjust. Yeah, don't slur all six of those. Do, 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 slur two, slur two, slur two. In 80, that line, though, happens quite frequently. Yeah, this is better in the woodwinds, the slurring pairs. Yeah, baritone, I'll come out a little bit. Use the British baritone sound with a little vibrato. Clarinets 2 and 3. Be thinking 16th notes before you get to J. Have that 16th pattern in your mind. So you'd be nice and set when you come in. Yeah, good metering those sixes. Very good, yeah. Yeah, we weren't, wasn't convinced on that one. 136 on the ascending line, everybody. You got sixes against fours. A moving line going, emphasize it, clarinets. Yeah, very critical entrance there, everybody. You have to be right together, the suspension and then resolution. Yeah, it's difficult to do, to get that entrance right together and then crescendo slightly in the suspension, then the release. Okay, that's a, it's a difficult little piece to make work. There's not a lot going on. There's some basic ideas that have to be conceptualized, and once they're there, then it's putting it all together from part to part, section to section. Yeah, trumpet a bigger crescendo and really go for that C sharp. Brasses, trumpets, trombones, horns. Whoops, not trumpets, trombones, horns. Nice and staccato that line. Yeah, that line keeps flowing through the band. You stop it. Bum, ba, da, ba. Yeah, that should be the dominant figure. Yeah, horn. I assume you're using a mute, not stopped. You need to blow a lot harder at it. Either way, though. More trumpet. Almost double your volume whenever you have a mute in. Yeah, very staccato clarinets here. 7-1. Yeah, with a legato line over it. Yeah, big heavy accents, trumpets, the teepee accents, and long and heavy. Much more crisp brasses, trumpets, horns. Watch intonation, the upper register, flutes, picks. Yeah, syncopated line, trumpets, really heavy accents. Say, I mean it, I mean it, I mean it. 114. Sound whole note. Okay, I don't hear distant here, trumpets, horns. Sound away. Maybe if necessary, play into your stand slightly, trumpets. Yeah, horns, 155, 156, big rips, huh? Rip, rip, those glissandos. Then trumpets, bells up, they want that sound, you ride. So from the distance, up there. Okay, that's an interesting piece of Frank's. It has a lot of stuff going on, it's got a story to it. But the story is kind of vague, so you've got to create your own to make it work. Group plays extremely well, you know. Intonation problems a couple of times, the extreme registers, piccolo way up there, or lower brass sometimes in the lower range. Mid-range of instruments quite good. Articulation's good. I would like times when staccato could be more staccato. Accents could be more accented, particularly the teepee accents, nice heavy accents. And I think probably more dynamic contrast. I know I'm always talking about that. But with a big group like this, boy, if you can get real softs, then when you come up to a forte, it is dramatic. Those are the kinds of things. This group is playing way above its age level, playing good, challenging music, playing it well. Everybody listen to your director. He's telling you all the right things. Just keep practicing, keep improving, and get better every day. Thank you so much for coming to the festival and playing for us, and look forward to hearing you again in the future. Have a good rest of the school year.